Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, March 27th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about women and gender-based violence.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
I think that it takes a lot of courage for a man in any position to admit that we are having serious problems in the country regarding gender-based violence. So we hope that more men will be convinced that there is a problem and that men have a role to play in ending gender-based violence in our country.
Ikuti dambudzuko ripere kunyatsomira mira zvirikuitwa apo nepapapo zvino izvi zvekuti matano aya anotorwawo neanenge afungawo musi iwoyo umwe akafunga umwe akasafunga hazvina kwazvinonyanyotisvitsa
ndine mfunuko kukuduma muZimbabwe avalaleleni ekuphathileni yekuti akula ntonyana yekuti ngifake ngikubamba amavele siyadlala kumbe ngifake ngikudlalisa izivuno siyadlala akula nto enjalo kakuvunyelwe emthethweni omama kumele bebekwazi amalungelo abo umuntu nxa uze ekhuluma into engahambelani lawe hamba emapholiseni emapholiseni kakubhadale.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight we are talking about women's rights and gender-based violence.
At a belated International Women's Day commemorations yesterday, President Robert Mugabe called for a nationwide campaign against abuse of women and children, saying imposition of stiffer penalties on perpetrators alone is insufficient to curb the crime.
The International Women's Day international theme was equality for women, progress for all, while Zimbabwe's theme was celebrating women's gains through constitutional provisions.
What do you think about these issues? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again,
001-202-619-2077. Yeah, for it. Gibbs, nasi tauti tingetichitarisa. Nenya ya yeko 0 dzimadzimai uye nyaya yekuti mamwe madzimai vadiki vari kubatwa chibharo nevanhu rumwe dzimwe nguva vana baba vari kubatawo vana vavo chibharo chinhu chinova chisionekwi mudzewebwe. Zvinoratidza kuti zvinhu munyika umu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Asi nezuro mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vakati iwo nyaya iyoyi inofanira kupera yekubata madzimai neseri kweruoko, vachiti handi nyaya chete yekungoti padzikwe mitemo yekuti inoomesera vanhu vanenge vachibhinya vanhu ivava, asi kuti zvakakoshawo kuti vana amai vagare vakangwarira mwana hongosiyire munhu wese wese anozoguma obatwa chibharo. Vachikurudzirawo madzimai kuti kana vachinge vatyorerwa kodzero dzavo vanofanira kuti vange vachienda kumapurisa. Gibbs.
Ye, kunjalo pela vakona vajaile kuti nxa mongamele khulumile vati hayi mudala sekhulile sikhulumele kwakhe nje kodwa bakhona babongileyo bathi nxa kukhulunywe ngumntu ongubaba lokhu kwenza ukuthi kube lesisindo Blessing ukuthi hayi phela labo baba bakhangela ukuthi omama bayahlutshwa. Siyakwazi ukuthi khona ngapha emakhaya omama abanye bayatshaywa bese kubuya abantwana ababanjwa ngoyise. So ke esintwini sithi uthango liyabe susidla amakhomani. Ngakho ke uRobert Mugabe ukuthi hayi kumele kuphele lokhu njalo lokuthi bangazi abanye bepanishe ukuthiwa kwenzile emakhoti khonala asizokuphele kodwa kumele abantu baphumaphume bakhulume ngakho. So ke zulukandaba sifuna ukuthi sizwe ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu. Fonani kathesi khonapha kunombolo ethi 001-202-619-2077. Yenza iphinda futhi inombolo utshaye kanye ucingo siyakufona khona ngapho 001-202-619-2077. bonazani sokumele sipompele mfowethu.
And I think Gibbs, we have our first guest, Glanis Changachirere, who is a co-founder and director of the Institute for Young Women Development. Glanis, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. Now, Glanis, yesterday, President Robert Mugabe addressed a number of women's organizations, and he was talking about gender-based violence. How significant is this?
I think it's a step in the right direction, Blessing. You know, to have the president of the country condemning violence at such a platform. But I feel that it just talk alone, especially to women's groups, is insufficient if it's not followed by action on the ground where these perpetrators are found.
Mm-hmm.
Because you realize that when you look at the nature of gender-based violence in Zimbabwe, yes, it affects both men and women, but women and children suffer the most. They are usually the victims, while men are the perpetrators. I mean, especially if you look at how the cases that have been going on in courts have been, you know, happening, where it's mainly males who are being reported, you know, for committing violence against women. So it means that this is violence that is somehow embedded in our culture, in our way of living, in the way we do things on a day-to-day basis, and therefore just condemning it on a women's platform is inadequate if this is not taken to the ground where the violence actually occurs. I'll give an example of, you know, how our society today, especially in rural Zimbabwe, has become so polarized. I mean, we are gradually losing the social fiber, you know, that moral fiber where, you know, communities would take each other as a family, you know, you'd live in harmony, in peace, you know, and all looking forward to development. Now it's a society that is so divided, especially along political lines. And the saddest part of it is, much as it is, you know, the men who are battling for political positions, they take that, you know, spirit or that culture of violence, you know, against women. And this is a culture that, you know, begin to live among our people. And as such, they don't find anything in violating innocent women and girls. So for me, I strongly feel that the president's statement, yes, it came at the right time in Zimbabwe, but there is need to then ensure that there is action that is taken on the ground. Stiffer penalties have been, yes, to be, you know, to be given to perpetrators of violence against women. And we also need not look at gender-based violence in isolation of how our societies are living today. We need to look at it from a holistic, you know, approach and ensure that we safeguard women in all spheres of life and ensure that some perpetrators will not, you know, just go off the hook because of the connections that they may be having because of other reasons, but to ensure that we have a holistic approach towards dealing with gender-based violence.
Thank you so much, Glanis Gibbs. I think we have our second guest.
Yes, Blessing, I think we are joined by Ms. Honorable Dorcas Sibanda, who is the Parliamentary Women's Caucus. Ms. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening, too.
Thank you so much. I think you can pose another question to it.
Now, Honorable Sibanda, we had the president yesterday urging the nation to respect women. And our question, of course, is how significant is it that the president is getting his hands dirty and intervening?
Women have always been, they've always been kept in the closet in terms of their rights. Specific application of rights on women. I think it's high time, like the previous speaker has been saying, that we take it up to the people, we take it to the women and try and teach them and show them the light, try and teach them their rights. They should know what is happening around them. They should know their rights as women. There are laws which have been passed which safeguard them. And even if you read the constitution, the new constitution, it has got the non-discrimination, the the both integrity and security for women.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should educate the women mm-hmm. from the ground. We use that bottom-up approach
mm-hmm.
so that every woman should know, every woman should every woman should be on board. They should know
mm-hmm.
their rights.
Mm-hmm.
They should know that they are protected.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of things are happening. If you see children are being raped, they are mm-hmm. raped by their uncles, by their fathers. In some of the cases, there are just a few which are being reported. Most of the time, the family will say, no, you know, he's the breadwinner. Let's not report, mm-hmm. otherwise he will rot in jail. But that's not proper. So especially the lawmakers, those who are holding influential positions in the society, they should educate the women. Educate not women alone, but everyone who is being abused mm-hmm. to know their rights.
Thank you so much, Honorable Sibanda. Regandi dzoke kwa uri Glanis ndichiti. Tichitarisa idzo nyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu. Madzimai maruwa maonoshanda mwari kunyatsodzidzwisisa here kana kuti pane zvimwe zvinhu zvatangoti ndo zvaitwa nevakuru vedu kare tongoramba tichiteedzera tsika idzodzo kunyange dzisisiri pamutemo.
I must say I think the women are beginning to get the message, are beginning to learn the lesson
mm-hmm.
That violence against women is a crime
mm-hmm.
and that it's not normal for them, you know, to be abused, to be beaten, to be violated
mm-hmm.
and take it as part of our culture. Because tikada kutarisa madzimai mazhinji atiri kushanda nawo mazuva ano, vazhinji vavo vakutanga kuchiona ivo kuti kana munhu achinga akanganiswa mumba anenge atotyorerwa kodzero dzake, naizvozvo anofanirwa kunge achinoripota kana kuti achitsvaka rubatsiro. Uyezve tiri kuona isusu kuti kubasa kwedu mazuva ano taakuva nemakesizi akati wandei emadzimai vanenge vachiuya vachitsvaka rubatsiro mushure mekunge vavioletwa, which is a sign that they are actually acknowledging that any violation of their rights is bad and it has to be reported. And then secondly, ndingada kutaura ndichitarisa nyaya yemadzimai especially around their participation in programs that they believe empower them. Kare taiwana machallenges ekuti when you have a program in a rural community, you would hardly find the women. Rather, the men would come. They will say, we've heard there's a meeting and we want to be part of that meeting. And then you'd ask them, so where are the women that you live with? Your partners, your daughters, your whatnot?
Uh-huh.
And then they'll say, no, those ones, they shouldn't come to meetings. But with time now, you know, after we continued to conscientize the men on the need for the women to come out themselves and also for the women, you know, to come out and be able to be part of these platforms where we talk about some of these things, we're actually getting very overwhelming numbers where women are keen to come out and be in space where issues of violence against women are being discussed, to learn about how they can deal with violations should they experience them in their lives. So I would say I think generally women are beginning to get the lesson that violations against them are bad and they need to report them. And secondly, that they need to be part and parcel of programs that seek to empower them. So zvinenge zviri kufamba zvakanaka, although we still have challenges sometimes where some other, you know, sectors of women would believe that this is still not good, especially for you know, for our culture, for our tradition. But what we have also done is to try and ensure that the spaces is accommodative to everyone as possible. And we're actually trying to, you know, create intergenerational dialogues, because you'd realize nana mbuya vedu vechikuru nana tete, some of the things zvavakakura vachiita zvataakuona mazuva ano kuti vanenge vachitotyora kodzero dzevanasikana kana kuti madzimai, vanoda kuramba vachizvireinforce. But tikavaunza mumaspaces akadaro patinenge tine madzimai echidiki navo varipo, tichingoti ngatiite hurukuro iyi, munozviona sei zvakanangana nemitemo inoita govern kodzero dzemadzimai, tichisimplifya tiri kuona kuti navo they are beginning to also understand and appreciate you know, the concept of women's rights and even the need for them, you know, to begin to protect and defend such rights.
Aiwa, tinotenda Glanis nekunyatsojekesa kwauri kuita, nekuti zvakakosha madzimai anofanira kuziva kuti mudzimba umu havafaniri kunge vachirohwa nevarume. Haisi tsika yakanaka Gibbs yekuti varume vada kuita mangoromera ekurwa madzimai acho vazhinji vacho vakaenda kubhawa handi kutya kwavanoita iko
noti kona kumuntu yavaleka dzekutamuka inyawo zonke nekuti okwenye kuyamangalisa sivei mbositi kuti endlini ngale ndizamutwalisa nzima so ke ngiloba ndomama lapha ose Plumtree lingalitshona njani khona ngapha Plumtree
sitshonile baba ndishona njani
sitshonile igama mbani mama
igama umaphuthi
oh maphuthi kunjani khona ngapha Plumtree ungaphuka ngikhona
ngisemango engwizi
oh kunjani engwizi
hayi engwizi kuright
lokho kulamakhabe
amakhabe abonile
awu abolise kuyini lizulu Kau bagit. Bensite nga uzangcinela ilodwa nje. Ungcinela ilodwa ngaphansi kwesiphala, he?
All right.
Yey, so ke nantu daba maphuthi.
Eh, ngiyabiza udaba, ngiyabongela amagama ethule ngupresident.
Ehhe.
Eh, hayi siyabudawulela singabomama sibili. Ngoba abantu abahlukuluzwa kakhulu ngapha emakhaya, zathi uthi emapoliseni bekutshela ukuthi For example, ngaka ngaba le problem wami umntwana ebanjongole 12 years bathi siloqala.
Ah, bese sijongani khonoko.
Amapolisa bathi khona ukuthi into zama minor and umntwana waye builder 1 week ngahamba la sesibedlela. So nxa kunindezela ngo president ngibona ani lati sokuza sinceda.
Ah, uboni ke. So kodwa okwenza ukuthi amapolisa enze khonoko akwenzayo kwenziwa kweni?
Ayi, angikwazi mina ukuthi indaba babe vela kubhala le statement idokotela ethi ihambe emapholisa namapholisa ethi akunacala ngatshinta iviki yonke mina
kwathina
into yakhona isizigelela sendaphisa umntanami kodwa ukuthi akusilocala ngiyajabula nxa ukuza kuthi kulethwa edale lapho kokuthi nxa kungahambe imfundiso le ihambe lasebantwini mhlawumbe abantu bengasukuma lasemakhaya ngoba abantwana bahlukunyezwa sibile emakhaya kakhulu lapho
ye akubatshela amapholisa ukuthi kumele aphathe njani udabolo nje ngoba wena suke wafika khona ngapho ye
ngiyacela sibili abasemhlubulweni akithi emango sibili ukuthi sicela sibili sibhasophele ngoba nxa singathina singathatha ama-action njengabazali sizagcina kwesikhathi kumbe sesilimazana kumbe sesibhadalisana kakhulu okungekho emthethweni futhi sesicela ukuthi uhulumende yena kube nguye osihambela phambili ngomthetho singazithatheli umthetho thina ngezandla
ye awuboni ke maphuthi uhle wayithi bhadla sibili indaba yethu nale ehluphayo so ke ubona zani ngasokubuya ngesikhathi esibuyayo kumele kulungiswe njani kolokho ngani kuyahlupha lokho
lo ngibona ngani khona lokho kungakhulunywa ngumama ama-programs okuthi ubaba omnye ngeke azokhuluma ngokuthi ema-church kuthunyayelwe sibili kakhulu kwindaba lokho and lo muntu ebekwazi ukuthi noma engazeba abanye sebeyekelele ukuthi ngoba abazela abafana thina sizela amankazana abasela ndaba labantwababo bethemba ukuthi kuzadwa kwasocala ngabantwana so ngicela ukuthi labanabantwana abangabafana befundise bebekwazi ukuthi kulicala
hhayi siyakuzwa maphuthi kona ngapho-ke Plumtree sibongele kakhulu ungadinelwa kusasa mama
yebo siyabonga baba
sibongele kakhulu mphinde njalo blessing ngilo baba Khumalo baba Khumalo kunjani khona ngapho egole
hayi ngiyaphila hayi ngapha egoli kuyanethanyana kancane
usegoli kumbe duzane legoli
ngisegoli ngayi yeo
ngapho kwangikhona phela tshela thina ngapho kwangikhona
ya hayi mina ngilapha eSophia Town
aw eSophia Town where was blessing
yeah
yeah ublessing layo uthi uyakwazi so
uthi uyakwazi eSophia Town
yeah
nayi ngihleli khona ke ngihleli namakhaladi abazikulu
oh labazikulu awuboni ke yeah uchaye kahle uchaye kahle yeah so langamandla nasindaba egudwini
indaba le ngibona ukuthi inhle kakhulu upresident wehlise indaba emnandi kakhulu kodwa-ke into engiyibonayo mina abantu bakithi laba uyabona umuntu ofanele ukugwetshwa umuntu oxabane nonkosikazi wakhe endlini noma kuthiwa udlengule unkosikazi wakhe nguye umuntu ongagwetshwa hhayi umuntu odlengule ingane ingane mayidlenguliwe lo muntu befanele ukuthi kube nomthetho othi umuntu lo akathele impela akhithe leyo nto emenza abambe ingane ingane uyifunani ingane umuntu ona-6-10 years umfunani so-ke into ezifana nalezo kufanele ukuthi ngabe umhlaba wonke irephu igcwele umhlaba wonke kodwa umuntu orepha umntwana o-under 10 years lowo muntu uvele uyabona ngathi one-14 kungakhulunywa kuthiwe urephile hayi one 10 9 5 ukuthenga noma amapolisa engarepha emphakathini emakhaya abantu bangaba nelungelo lokuthi bazithathele imithetho amapolisa efike ezothatha yena ipheniwe enjalo ngoba kuthi ukuthi asomuntu lo isilwane leso asifanelanga ukuhlala phakathi kwabantu umntwana mhloniphe njengowakho omzalayo naye wakho omzalayo uma umdlwengula umzisa ubuhlungu uthi ukuthi ucabanga ini emqondweni womuntu ongubaba ozalayo ucabangani ngakho ngento enjalo so yinto yalo kufanele ukuthi ama uyabona even umhlaba wonke ama-government wonke mangathi umuntu owenze leyo nto makathenwe kufanele impela ngoba asomuntu lowo ngiyabona nakhona la e-South Africa bakhona abantu yathola umuntu udlengula ingane ene-6 years simamele manje ukhona omise i-truck umuntu oyisakhamuzi amise i-truck adlengula umntwana ona-6 years uboneni ubona emntwaneni onjalo kuyini oza kwenza ngoba laphana kufana nokuthi uzifike engalweni yakho lana ususenza leyo nto oyifunayo ngoba isilonda lesana kulaa nto ebonakalayo lapha
hhayi uyitshaye kahle sibili khumalo ye uyitshaye kahle kakhulu
kakhulu kakhulu kutho ukuthi kufanele ukuthi kube nzima kakhulu abantu mina okube nganikeza i-one day ukuthi ngibe ngu-president ngenze ukuthi umuntu wonke odlengule umntwana o-under 10 akathenwe phele ngaye
hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke khumalo sibonge kakhulu ungadinela kusasa ye
ngiyabonga ngihlala ngizama ukungenaungene kulo hlelo lwangikhuthayo ebengilufuna kazi kodwa-ke akusenani
hhayi sizakudingela olunye
lalela
ye hhayi kuhle kakhulu khumalo siyabonga baba
ngibongile
ye blessing lapha-ke ubaba ukhumalo uthi kayikhali ibhadiza ye ibhadiza kayikhali laba badlokula abantwana sokunjalo honorable Sibanda usakhona ecingweni
yes
yes okay ubaba ukhumalo lapho uthi laba badlwengula abantwana kayikhali ibhadiza noma kanjani
this is everyone's job Baba Dube. Well, I am glad that the executive also meaning the president is also seeing the drawbacks of such scenarios. It's good that the executive is involved. It's also the job of the lawmakers to see that they scrutinize, they revisit the policies working together with the judiciary and the people at large, and even the law enforcement agents. I was listening to the lady from Plumtree. Ukuthaba police will say, you can talk out of court or things like that. People should also watch out, and they shouldn't just accept. Mm-hmm. If the police is saying that, then we also have to put the police into task. We have to also to report to the superior officer. They are not supposed to do that. In most cases, we have heard that the police will be acting as a go-between, you know, to say, forgive this man, or he did a mistake, or let's settle this out of court. That's not allowed. Ama Zimbabweans should never allow that. They shouldn't allow that. Why is that a little Italy? That person should be brought to book. So there's also a problem, a cultural topic. To say culture, it's our culture. Then now, according to the new constitution, umthetho khona kathesi kakusayenzi ukuthi kuthiwe umntwana sokumele aniwe leli xhegu kumbe umntwana sokumele aphiwe indoda ngoba sekwani se-13 years kumbe sekwani se-14 years. That one is completely out. We refused that even during compact data collection, every Zimbabwean was saying no to that. So ngezinye izinto ezidala ukuthi abantu badelele abantu abangomama. And khonokho ukuthi uzathi nomuntu ongamfuniyo, you are not happy in that marriage, you know, things like that. So those are some of the cultural topics which we need to work again with our chiefs and and our village and the leaders in the villages to say ukukhangelisise khonokho kungaphindwa futhi into enjalo ukuthi abantwana bayafuqela ezintweni abangazifuniyo. Anyway, i-constitution will always protect women, especially ama-rights abo bona njengabomama, you know, as women. cases are going and reported. A lot of things are happening. I'm a bit about the integrity in Aliana and security for women is there in the constitution. No one can just touch you because it's your babamkuru or your swari, you know, things like that. That's where it begins. It's not allowed to do that. It used to happen during those days, during our aunties' time, you know, but not now. That's abuse. And when you feel, I always advise the young girls or any woman to say, if you feel with what has happened on you or what someone has done to you, you are not happy with it, feel free to talk about it. Feel free to go and put a report. You don't pay anything when you get to the police. You just put your report.
Kuyazwakala kakhulu ungayikhatshana Blessing Fort.
Tinenge tine mwe muteereri mukoma Tito kuZambia kumakadi.
Tipo makadi wo ndi Blessing Zoo.
Muri kuZambia.
Ndiri kuZambia wakazimba here mwana wamai.
Ndiriko muri bwanji.
Hai tiri bwino hai ndiri muZimbabwe zvangu ndinongofamba
nerodzi nematraka. Okay. Sikutaura nenyaya yekodzero dzemadzimai.
Nacho chakanaka chaizvo.
Munoti kudii nacho asi.
Chirongwa ichochi hei. Inini ndinoona sekuti varume vanoita basa rekude rekubhinya vana kana kuti kukanganisa vane special vanoita zvekubhinya vana ava mivava vafaniri kugara panyika dai zvaigona vaiguva ihenwa havo
ichokwadi
kubhinya ari munhu asiri woukama vopuwa kana makore akati wandei kana kumaketes inini ndakambogara nemwana wawewe nemunun'una wemudzimai achida kurepa na baba vake mudzimai wangu akanditaurira ndikati no ngavauye tigare navo tikuitira kuti vabve kuna baba vacho asiya dzacho dzakadaro haana kubvubvira kana kuripota kumapurisa nokuti anenge ai mwana anenge achifira respect yekuti imanje ndikamhangarira baba zvinozodii saka chirongwa chakanaka naivo vamadzimai vari kupota vachidzidzisa vanhu munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana nokuda kweabuse yevana nemadzimai mudzimba ndinoona chiri chirongwa chakanaka nokuti mwana wangu futi inini akatizira kumurume atizira kumurume murume futi airova akanga akurova mukadzi mwana akatiruka kudzoka kumba ndikati aiwa dzoka kumba isati akudzinga iwe ndiwo akada kuenda kumurume ukatizira asi akazopedzisira kuti inini baba handingadii handingasiyani nemurume because ndikatarisa imimi namai muri mese ende hatinambobvira takamboona pamunomborovana kana kuti kutwana kana kuti kudii nokuti kana tichigadzirisana tinogadzirisana tiri tega tisiri pane vana zvinoratidza kuti unenge uchipa respect kuvana vako kuti vana havafaniri kudzidza pane zvimwe zvatinenge tichitaurirana namai tichigadzirisana saka ndoona kuti kushaya hunenge upenyu hunenge hwemhuka nokuti mhuka zvakaita mbudzi nemombe inorara namai vayo ndozvinenge zvaita vanhu vakadaro vanenge vavasingafaniri kugara musociety.
Haiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Tito uye nedzidziso yamuri kutipawo tese tese kuti matambudziko anouya asi vanhu vanofanira kugara pasi votaurirana nekuti ngoromera ari vake musha.
Ari vake musha hakuna chinovakwa nengoromera. Ivo ngati munhu akakura akagara ari kumba kwababa vake namai vake woti iwe unomugadzirisa nokurova hazvigoni. Ndokusaka machechi ariko anogona kubatsirawo kudzidzisa vanhu kumachechi. Kunodzidziswa vanhu munhu achibatsirwawo mweya yakaita inenge iri paari.
Aiwa tinokutendai zvikuru mukoma Tito nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Tina Jamela. Jamela tinoda kuti urambe wakabata parunhare. Honorable Sibanda and Glanis, please stay on the line. We will be back in a bit. We just want to take this opportunity to thank our radio listeners. But as you know by now, you can go to www.voazimbabwe.com on the internet where we are actually streaming live. And saying good night to our radio listeners, this is Blessing Zulu.
And if you wish to join the discussion, you can phone on this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. Signing off is Kip. The Voice of America.